Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we went into, continued with week two of our Into the Wild series. We're looking at Exodus chapters 3 and 4 and really this fascinating interchange between the Lord and Moses. It's a very famous section in the scripture. It's the episode with the burning bush. So if you're familiar with Exodus and all and the story of Moses at all, you may have heard God spoke to him out of a burning bush. He is tending his father's sheep in the wilderness, or his father-in-law's sheep in the wilderness, and he sees a bush that's on fire, but it's not being consumed. And so he's curious about this, and he goes to see what it is, and a voice speaks to him out of the bush. And I kind of told our folks, can you imagine being in this scenario, right? Being in this position where a voice starts to speak to you out of a bush. The whole thing just seems so surreal. But it says, this voice says, Moses, Moses, and it tells him to take his sandals off, for where he's standing is holy ground. And then the voice identifies itself and it says, Moses, I am the God, I am the Lord, the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it says Moses is afraid, all right? Being in God's presence causes him to be afraid. He doesn't know God yet, though he will. And so God ends up telling him, Moses, I've heard the cries of my people back in Egypt. I've seen their affliction. And so we talked about just the knowledge and the reassurance we have that God is not absent from our pain. When we cry to him, he hears us. He hears the cries of his people. And then he tells Moses, I'm going to deliver the people out of Egypt, and I'm going to do this using you. He says, Moses, I'm going to send you back to the people of Israel, and back to Egypt. And there's a fascinating exchange, conversation between Moses and the Lord. Moses basically pulls out every excuse in the book. He says, God, who am I? He ends up saying eventually, right, I'm not a great talker, right? I'm not eloquent with my speech. And God says, look, you know, who made man's mouth? And eventually Moses flat out says, God, please send someone else. But the first interchange there, the first exchange there is Moses saying, when God says, Moses, unto Pharaoh, I'm going to send you. And he says, God, who am I that I should go back to Egypt and that you should use me to deliver the people of Israel? And I love the Lord's response. God in that moment could have said to Moses, you know, Moses, who you are is the adopted son of Pharaoh. You were educated in Egypt. You're an intelligent man. You were a powerful man. Even now, you're the son-in-law of the priest of Midian. Right? He could have given Moses a Moses-centered, self-esteem-driven pep talk. That's what he could have done. He could have said, Moses, I know you can do it. But instead, God just responded by saying, Moses, in a sense, it doesn't matter who you are. What matters is who I am. Because what he says back to Moses is, Moses, I will be with you. Moses, I will be with you. And then he goes on, Moses asks him, what is your name? And that's where we get that famous statement in scripture, I am who I am. And all throughout the exchange, you just get this, you see the Lord promising to Moses two things, really, his presence and his power. He shows Moses his power, has him put his staff on the ground and it turns into a snake, and then Moses picks it back up and it turns back into his staff. He has Moses put his hand inside of his cloak and it comes out and it's diseased. And then he says, put it back in your cloak, and he puts it back in and it comes out and it's healed. God is showing him, I have power. And he tells him, Moses, I know Pharaoh's not even going to listen to you, but I'm going to come and I will deliver the people with all of my wonders. He says, I'll strike Egypt with all of my wonders, with all of my might. And basically, I'm going to do this for you and through you. It's not going to be you that's having to do all of this. I am going to be with you. And so in light or in face of Moses's fear and doubt and his lack of confidence, God says, look, I promise to you my presence and my power. And I've used this phrase before. This is a J.D. Greer phrase. He says that the solution to our fear and to our doubt is not a better assessment of self, but a clearer view of God. We don't need a better assessment of self. Though, hear me say, sometimes we may need a better assessment of self in the sense that we need to know who God says that we are. But I love that confidence comes, spiritual confidence comes not from a better assessment of self, but from a clearer view of God. And the way I said that basically on Sunday was this idea of God promises us, when he calls us to do something, he promises to us his presence and his power. And we closed our time by looking at Matthew chapter 28, because I said, you know, it's true for all of us that there are things, specific things that God calls us to, maybe what we might call individual callings. You may sense that the Lord's calling you to a particular job, or to go talk to a particular person, or to step into a life group for the first time, and you've never done that before, or to serve on a life team before, and maybe you've never done that before, or invite someone to church, and you've never done that before, and you're afraid. And I told, look, God promises his power and his presence. But there's a universal calling, if I can call it that. There's a universal calling on every Christian's life, all of our lives. And that's something we find in Matthew chapter 28. It's called the Great Commission, when Jesus gathers his disciples before he leaves this earth physically, before he ascends to the Father. And he says, look, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. But he couches that statement with promises of his presence and his power. He starts off by telling them, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. And then he ends it by saying, I'll be with you to the end of the age. He promises exactly what God promised Moses here, his presence and his power. And so my encouragement to our folks on Sunday, my encouragement to you this morning is, as we seek to make disciples, which is the call of our lives, God has placed that call on our lives, that command, that commission to go make disciples. Know this, you may feel inadequate for that task. You may feel like, I don't know how to share my faith, and I'm scared to invite people to my life group, or I'm scared to get into a life group myself. I'm scared to invite people to church. Maybe you're scared of those things, but God promises his power and his presence, and he will equip you. If you'll step forward in faith and say, Lord, use me to make disciples. God promises his power and his presence. Let's take time to pray this morning. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.